This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's hit the Schneider Orange hotline and welcome in on the Bucks beat. It's Matt Velazquez of the Journal Sentinel. Matt, how are you? Tim here.
I'm great, Tim. Good to be talking with you.
Thank you, and I was really jealous of you being out in Vegas there, being to Vegas 60 times, but tough job for you. Tell me, first of all, the DiVincenzo edition here, he gets his money, and they finally seal that deal. What kind of role now, moving forward, where does he go from here? What's the next step for him?
Well, I think the immediate next step is, continuing to get healthy. You know, they got a little bit of a break in the sense that their next game is until Thursday with the Summer League tournament starting today, but they don't play till tomorrow. That gives him a little bit more time to, rest up that right groin strain, and maybe he'll have a chance to play. I know he's been champing at the bit to get out on the court, but they're trying to be cautious with him. During Summer League, there's no sense risking anything. When you have a guy who you just drafted, you're going to have on your team for, 2 to 4 years, and you want to develop him. You don't need to, worry about exacerbating that injury. But over time, they want him to kind of do what he did at Villanova and just be a tough, all-around player who can, shoot the three, space the floor, make the smart plays when he has the ball in his hands or when he's playing off the ball, work hard on defense, grab rebounds, things of that nature, and obviously compete with the likes of players like Sterling Brown for spots in the rotation. So if he can, do those things, then he's going to earn time on the court. The more spacing you have around Giannis, the more guys you have who can be versatile defensively and battle for rebounds and stuff like that. It's all good for him.
Did you like that pick when they selected him?
Yeah, I think it made sense. I think when you look at the things that they needed and the things that they said that they were looking for, I think he hit those. As I mentioned, kind of that toughness, especially spacing the floor around Giannis, and just somebody who has the experience of playing at a high level and winning, and obviously he was the most outstanding player of the Final Four. So you can see how he can slot in sooner than later, which the Bucks need.
Yeah, I love that pick because of what you just mentioned there. He excelled at the highest level he could be against his peers. That, to me, I thought screamed good pick. The NBA draft as a whole, though, Matt, and obviously much more than I do about the NBA. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong here. Isn't the NBA draft, after like the top 8 or 10 players, isn't it sort of a crapshoot where everyone's even?
Maybe not even, but pretty close. I mean, your chances of getting a star-level player outside of the lottery, even somebody who could be a starter or a long-time player in the league after that point, it just drops off. The percentages really aren't in your favor. So, some teams try and maximize that by getting as many draft picks as possible, and that means you have as many chances as possible as finding someone who can eventually excel in the league. And you just kind of have to take your shots with the spots you have. So, like you said, it's kind of a crapshoot, and sometimes you get lucky, and sometimes you get somebody who's out of the league in 2 years.
That's true. What's the latest on Jabari?
Well, we're still kind of in a holding pattern. As John Horst said on the telecast the other day, he's talking to Jabari's representation every day. There's only really three teams that could offer a number bigger than the Bucks might be interested in matching, or maybe could match considering their hard cap situation. They have maybe about $17-18 million if they really wanted to push right up against that hard cap. Otherwise, they'd have to clear out money a different way. But it's just a waiting game, so teams aren't going to make an offer if they think the Bucks will match, because that's kind of just a waste of time unless they want to force them into matching. But you know, with the Bucks and Jabari's side talking every day, I mean, the Bucks could come up with their own deal with him that obviously he would have to want as well. It's not a one-way street. They can't just offer him something that you might think would be reasonable, but if he doesn't want it, then he wants to continue testing that market, but then it doesn't work. So, you know, we're still going to keep waiting until, you know, either our team makes an offer, the Bucks sign an offer with him, or there's a sign and trade, or he takes the qualifying offer. There's still all those things on the table, and you know, we kind of have to just wait and see how it goes.
All right, so Ilyasova, Brook Lopez, and DiVincenzo, with those three adds, how much better is this basketball team?
Well, I think especially, you know, Brook Lopez, you could look at as someone who specifically will make them significantly better just because of, you know, what he can bring at the center position, which is one that even John Henson admits was one they needed to shore up last year. You know, because he can, you know, his defensive, like, quickness and lateral movement stuff aren't great, but Lopez is such a strong offensive player in that he can space the floor, shoots 35% from three, he's efficient inside, he can make their offense really go, and he fits perfectly as someone who can be around Giannis. You know, Ilyasova also, I mean, and DiVincenzo too, all those guys have like the same common traits of being kind of, you know, versatile players on offense, being able to stretch the floor and fit around Giannis. And so I think when you plug in those guys, and the Bucks actually haven't lost anyone yet from last year's team, they still have, you know, the ability to bring back everybody or anybody who they want from last year's team. You know, you would assume that if you have those three players in and a new coaching staff, you know, led by Mike Budenholzer, that they're definitely going to be better, you know, possibly even pushing 50 wins this year.
Talking with Matt Velasquez here on the Bill Michaels Show. Matt, it's Joe. The Brook Lopez situation, would he be the starting center? And even if John Henson comes back, if the Bucks don't find a way to trade him, I assume they would cut Tyler Zeller loose. Would Lopez then be the starting center, or do you think he'd be better suited coming off the bench?
I think he'd probably be the starter. Obviously, there's still time before we, you know, get in training camp to see how that goes. But just the way that he seems to fit on both ends, I think his defensive issues might be minimized by being with the starters because you have, you know, more guys with length, and Giannis obviously on the floor in that starting unit helps erase a few defensive issues. And then you could see possibly, you know, Thon Maker coming off the bench or spending time on the court with Giannis. I think John Henson would probably look like he'd be the third guy there as long as Thon's playing well. If Thon's playing the way that he did most of last season, maybe he doesn't get as many minutes, but if he plays the way he did in the playoffs, then you can definitely see how there's room for him. But, you know, Henson will still be in the mix, and especially in units without Giannis on the court, where maybe they're not looking for spacing as much. Maybe they can kind of play off him and Middleton like they did a lot last year in that side pick and roll. So there's definitely still a role for him if they keep him around. But it seems like Lopez might have the inside track at being the starter.
Real quick, Matt, before we let you go, defensively, Budenholzer has been known to have a decent defense. And is this team better defensively? Can we please stop raining threes on this basketball team? Can you get out there and play some defense once in a while? Are they better defensively?
I mean, they're going to have to be, and they're going to have to figure out that system and learn it quick over the summer and in training camp. Obviously, the number of uncontested or open corner threes and easy buckets inside has been problematic for years. So if they can, you know, and obviously having Lopez might help a little bit with that interior defense. But just getting out to shooters and knowing the rotations, knowing what they need to do, would be huge for them. And if they can kind of turn the tables and do that to the other end, get a lot of open threes, that'd be also a departure and would obviously be better for them.
Things are looking good for the Milwaukee Bucks, the new arena, and then you're looking at, oh, yeah, by the way, that dude's out of the East, so that might be a little bit of a benefit heading into this campaign. But Matt Velasquez, I appreciate the time, man. We'll talk again, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
There he is from the Journal Sentinel on the Bucks beat, Matt Velasquez on the Bill Michaels Show here on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.